Yami Wissel, bonjour.
Bonjour. I'm sorry, my French is not good enough to speak to you in French, so I'll have to learn in English.
No problem, I will translate. Alors, as former hostage Ofer Calderon was arriving at the hospital in Israel, he took a moment to ask the van to stop so he could wave to you guys, member of the Smurf cycling group. You were really waiting for his return. Quand Ofer Calderon est arrivé à l'hôpital, il a pris un moment pour demander au véhicule de s'arrêter pour pouvoir vous faire un grand signe de la main et vous dire merci. À vous tous, les membres de son club de cyclisme qui s'appelle les Smurfs, comme les Schtroumpfs, je crois, on dirait en français. Vous qui avez vraiment milité pour sa libération. Yami, tell us the story of what you did during all the time when Ofer Calderon was in Gaza hostage.
Okay, so good morning to all. I'm happy to give you a few words. So basically, from the day we heard that our friend was captured on the 7th of October, and we started to realize what happened with the country, we made it our personal project. The only way to somehow deal with it is that, first of all, for the first month, we were not able to ride bicycles at all because of all the remembrance. And at some point, we went to start going back. And so basically, together with all the committees that got into action, we made it a point for every ride we did to remember him, either by walking around with signs, or if we were in the desert, we would create like his name by putting up rocks and stuff. We have been to a lot of you can call it demonstration ride that were specifically organized for in order to keep the conscience and the knowledge of and the attention in Israel and in the world that we have we have hostages in Gaza Strip. And we want them back, and our friend is one of them. And we hope
Let me translate, please, Yami. Let me translate.
Sorry?
Let me translate.
Okay.
Alors, en fait, depuis que notre ami a été capturé, on s'est fait une mission personnelle de faire des initiatives pour attirer l'attention de tous sur la situation des otages et celle de Ofer Calderon en particulier. Alors, au début, pendant presque un mois, on n'a pas pu du tout faire de vélo. Et puis ensuite, on est revenu et à chaque fois qu'on reprenait nos vélos, il fallait que ça soit pour se souvenir de lui. Alors, soit on avait des signes, des pancartes. Quand on était dans le désert, on essayait d'écrire son nom, que ça soit sur le sable ou avec des pierres. En tout cas, on a vraiment tout fait pour que chaque fois qu'on soit ensemble au club, on attire l'attention, on bouge les consciences sur la situation des otages en Israël et dans le monde entier, et particulièrement celle d'Ofer Calderon. How is Ofer Yami as a friend and as a cyclist? Comment il est Ofer Calderon comme ami pour vous et comme cycliste?
Okay, so he's a really funny guy. He always had very wry sense of humor. Mm-hmm. And on one hand, he would be a very dedicated father. He has four kids, which we all knew. On the other hand, whenever he could, he would come and ride with us. As you know, our riding club is made up of people from all over the country, different ages, but more like the youngest one was like 33 and the oldest one was 78. And everybody's riding. So Ofer was always, an important part because he would come, I mean, he would put, his part, and it's a social riding club. So the main focus is on riding, but also, having a good time. So, he lives in the kibbutz, and so he has, he is a DJ in his spare time, and he and some other guys made, they know how to make. meat and stuff. So we would have like great parties at the end of the ride when we were in the south. And so he was really an important part, is a really important part of the team.
Alors c'est vraiment quelqu'un de drôle, il a vraiment un bon sens de l'humour, c'est un papa très très dédié à ses enfants, il en a 4, on les connaît tous, il fait donc beaucoup de cyclisme avec nous, c'est un club donc les Smurfs de gens qui viennent de tout Israël, d'âge différent, le plus jeune a 33 ans je crois et le plus vieux 78, et Ofer est vraiment quelqu'un d'important dans ce club, il faut comprendre que c'est du cyclisme mais on le fait pas seulement pour le sport, c'est quelque chose de social et puis il s'agit de s'amuser, d'être bien ensemble et lui il habite au kibbutz et quand il a du temps ça l'amuse aussi d'être un peu DJ et donc souvent après du vélo on peut aussi faire des barbecues et être tous ensemble, c'est vraiment quelqu'un d'important dans ce club. So how did you feel when you learned that he's going to be released and then when he was finally released? I think everyone was so happy because we see you guys in front of the van when he was there. Comment c'était, Yami? Comment vous avez ressenti, en fait, cette libération de votre ami Ofer Calderon?
Okay, so as everybody knows, the day before the actual exchange or release happens, we hear about the names, and we kind of knew that it might be that week when will be released, or the week after. So on Friday morning, everybody heard, and it was like a roller coaster. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, they were like, "What are we going to do? Are we going to the south? Are we going to ride? Next to the when they get into the land again?" And then it turned out that the return will be earlier in the morning and earlier. So we realized that our only way to see him, or hopefully to see him, is going to the hospital. And we knew there's like a landing helicopter pad behind it. Mm-hmm. And so we asked for permission. We did everything. It looked fine, but we asked for everything for permission from the police and the hospital. Mm-hmm. And so they agreed that we could stand in a corner. They had like made up a big fence so we could not run to it, mm-hmm. or anybody. And so we stood there, and they said, you can be here, and you can just be. They didn't know our riding group. We are a little crazy here and there. And so we made a lot of noise, and we called out for him, and everyone was going crazy. Mm-hmm. And then we saw the helicopter arrive. Now, we didn't know if he would see us or hear us because there's a whole, security way of isolating the person that gets back from hostage into the hospital. So we didn't really see him when he was landing, but we made so much noise and calling out his name and all of that kind of stuff. We sort of asked the police if it's okay if we ride along, after the whole, how do you call it, like all the cars, if we could just ride after it and, wave a little bit. And so they looked at us and said, okay, but, go on our queue. So we did that. We were okay, which is weird because we normally don't. But we knew this was important. And so we drove, once they started moving the convoy, we arrived behind them. And in the beginning, they said, well, just get to the first corner and then you go back.
Let me translate, Yami, because after it's gonna be the news. So sorry. Alors le jour d'avant, on a entendu qu'il devait être libéré, et puis c'était vendredi matin, et on a commencé avec non, peut-être pas, et donc on avait vraiment un roller coaster émotionnel. C'était compliqué, et on se demandait est-ce qu'on va aller dans le sud, on va aller dans le nord, dans quel hôpital il va être transporté. Et puis finalement, on a compris donc si on voulait le voir, si on voulait avoir une chance de le voir, il fallait qu'on soit à l'arrivée de l'hélicoptère à l'hôpital. Donc on a demandé toutes les permissions possibles à la police, à l'armée, etc. Ils nous ont donné un petit endroit où on a pu se mettre. Et là, on a essayé de faire du bruit, d'appeler son nom. On était vraiment contents, on souriait, c'était la joie. Et voilà, donc on savait pas s'il allait nous voir ou même s'il allait nous entendre, mais ça a été le cas. Et on a accompagné le plus possible, en tout cas, notre ami. Et on lui faisait des signes et c'était important pour nous. Thank you so much, Yami Wiesel. Sorry for the cut of time, but we have to do the Hadashot now. So have a nice day, and congratulations to all the Smurfs from us. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.